Mark Easlewood, Commander Town 0, Bangor City 0. Your reflections on that 90 minutes?
Well, I thought, you know, you asked the boys to give you everything they got in terms of effort. I thought they did that. I thought we stayed organised, we stayed resolute, disciplined. Of course, Bangor had a few scrambles and a few chances. They're second in the table. But really, over the 90 minutes, I think Izzy made one first-class save first half, but the rest were scrambles in and around that area. And on another day, with a little bit more quality, we set up in a way to play on the counter-attack, because I felt that's the best that we had with the bodies available. And it almost worked perfectly in terms of when Carl Bassett broke through and unfortunately just picked the wrong option. But in terms of discipline, spirit, organisation, determination as a group not to concede, I thought we were first class today.
Yeah, 90%, 90 minutes of concentration there from every player today, wasn't it? There was no weak links.
No, that's right. I think as a group that they had an intensity about them in terms of defending our cage as such. And I never really felt that we were in desperate trouble. Some games here we've been poor, and every time the opposition have attacked, I thought to myself, oh, we're in a bit of trouble. I never really felt that today. Because they worked hard. It's a start. It is only a start. But they are second in the table, Bangor. They've got some big players with big reputations. You know, they're in a different place to us as a club, really, to be perfectly honest, in terms of league position and financial powers. But I thought, over the 90 minutes, I thought, yeah, perhaps we did deserve a point because of our effort.
And the next two games against Aberystwyth?
Yeah, Aberystwyth is Aberystwyth. You know, irrespective of where Aberystwyth or we are in the table, whenever you play Aberystwyth, the game always starts 50-50 home or away. And it won't be no different these two games.
Diolch yn fawr, Mark, na Dorri Clawin i ti.
Diolch.